Amen. Boy, that's good. He can sing, can't he? Praise the Lord. Lord, bless us with good singers. And you got a bunch of good preachers sitting out there. Well, it's good to be back in the house of the Lord again. Appreciate the goodness of God. You didn't get here by accident. I believe it's on purpose, the purpose of God. We're here this morning. Sure are. Believe that. I went outside this morning and saw two packages. I didn't know if they might have been there. Must have been there last night, but I didn't see them. Guess whose name was on them? Carol's name was on them. I thought, y'all got the wrong address. You know, the Holy Ghost said, you got the wrong address. She's not here no more. She said, what's her address? Hallelujah Street. Streets of gold. So I don't know. Must have been something. I ain't talked to the girl. Must have been something they ordered and put her name on, I guess. Or something. I don't know. But anyways, got it on there. Still have people calling. Want to talk to her. You can talk to her here. Done going on to that new home. And you know what? It's just a wonderful place over there. Waiting. I was thinking about working on the new church, fixing everything just as nice as we can fix it. Somebody said, well, you don't need all things like that, but there ain't going to be nothing compared to what he's preparing over there. The best we can do, best man can do, he got a wonderful place prepared for them that love him. Amen. He does. And I'm looking forward to it. And I believe in time, we'll be there. Don't look like it's going to be long. Really don't. Shaping up in this world. Really shaping up. Got your Bibles. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter number 1. I'm going to read a verse or two. And then I want to read some in the book of Isaiah, also the book of Micah, just a few verses, one or two verses here and there, looking into the Word of God this morning. Luke chapter number 1, verse number 32. Well, let me back up. Verse number 30. Luke 1, 30 says, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, fear not. Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. Now like this, and he shall be great. You know what? Didn't look like that, did he, when they was crucified him? Didn't look like that even when he was in a manger before that. Didn't look like that when he put the seal and put him in the tomb to bury him. But folks, he's great. Yes. Hallelujah. He's always been great.
Yes.
Always will be. You know what? I'm glad. We were singing that song, one of my favorite songs, that last one. Oh, I like all those Christmas songs too, but you won't get ahead of that one. You know what I like about it? I'm glad he's not still in the manger. I'm glad he's not still on the cross. I'm glad, thank God, that he's not still in the tomb, but he's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. And you know what? I hope the Lord let us see this morning more clearly the very fact. A lot of times people think that Jesus just began to exist when he's born into this world. But folks, that's not it. He's always been. Why do you say what happened? Well, he just come to take upon him a body like you and I. That's what he did. He's always been. And I believe you'll see that from the verses I'm going to read. May the Lord bless it to our hearts. But he said he shall be great. Turn with me now to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah. find what book I was in. I want to read a couple of verses out of Isaiah 7:14. Therefore, the Lord Himself, Isaiah 7:14, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. Of course, we know that word means God with us. Also, turn with me in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 9. Isaiah chapter number 9, in verse number 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Now turn with me to the book of Micah, chapter number 5. Micah chapter number 5. Some of these books we don't get in very often, but whoa, what's in them was wonderful. Isn't it wonderful? Micah chapter number 5. Then we'll pray and try to share what God's laid on our heart. Micah chapter number 5. I want to read verse number 2. But thou Bethlehem, Ephrah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Hallelujah. You see that in Micah, you see a little bit what he's talking about over when he said in Isaiah. He's everlasting God. He's a mighty God. He's everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. Oh, he's a Counselor. And he is ours today. Hallelujah. Would you pray with us? Our Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and mercy you've shown to us. We thank you for your precious word. I pray you'd speak to our hearts through it this morning. God, you know the need in every heart. You know each one of us here. And I pray, Lord, that somehow, some way, Lord, that your word would go forth this morning. We know that it can and will by your spirit and power this morning. And do that that you know that needs to be done in our hearts this morning. One here lost, I pray you'd save them. One here just wandered in and way and strayed from thee, I pray you'd bring them back unto you this morning. And God, and I pray you'd comfort and strengthen all the hearts of your children here today. Encourage us in the way. Blessed God, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that we have, you know, I don't know how to emphasize what the Lord's really laying on my heart this morning is the fact that I like that verse over in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, first of all, he said unto us, a son is given. And he said a child is born, first of all. Then he said a son is given. Thank God we have him. He is God's son. And you know what he's always been. That's what's wonderful about. You know, there's a, I think about them other verses in that book of Isaiah where it said his name shall be called Wonderful. Hallelujah. You know, he's a wonder of wonders. He's not a wonder to some people. You may be here this morning and he's not a wonder to you. He's never become what he can become unto you. But I tell you this morning, if you ever see him who he is, if you ever really see him as the Son of God, you ever see him as God manifested in the flesh, went to a cross and paid that supreme sacrifice for you, He'll be a wonder to you also. I can remember the time. Well, listen, it didn't. He wasn't a wonder to me. I heard about him. I saw him. I saw his expression. People talked about him around this time of year, Christmas. I saw him. They had little babes laying in the manger. I heard him talk about it. I heard about the cross. I heard about his dying for our sin. But I won't tell you. He wasn't a wonder until I, listen, come acquainted with him. And listen, and he knew him. And now he's a wonder. Oh, what a wonder he is. Listen, he's a wonder in the past. He always has been. He's a wonder in the present. And he'll be some wonder in the future. Thank God you didn't see him. Maybe you didn't see him as a wonder. Maybe you don't see him this morning as a wonder. But he is. I tell you what he can do. He can excite you. He can thrill you. He can encourage you. And I want to tell you something. He can give you peace like you've never known anything about. Hallelujah. You don't know what living is. Some people think they know what living is, but they don't. You ain't gonna know what it is apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior. He's a wonder. And on all of that, he's a counselor. Did you know that? Listen, what you talking about? You say he's a counselor. I tell you what he is. Listen, did you know? Before the foundation of the world, God the Father and the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Did you know? Listen, they got together in council. Did you know they had a council meeting? Yes, they did. Hey, thank God they got together. Listen, they were there in the eternity's past before the world's ever been. You said, God got all this in the light. No, he knew all was going to happen. He knew he was fixing to create a world. He knew he was fixing just to put man on it. And he knew he was going to give man a free will. And he knew what man would do. And before the foundation of the world, God, listen, predestinated, determined, on purpose, the Bible said, even called us, thank God, before the foundation of the world, in Christ Jesus. Yes, he did. He did. Thank God he called us in. You say, well, I didn't hear it. No, I didn't either. Listen, back in August 9, 1965, I heard that call. But I want to thank God. He's still calling people to repentance and calling people, thank God, that when they counseled. You know what the Bible said? Everything stands according to the counsel on purpose of the purpose of his will. Don't you ever think that God hadn't purposed something, he can't bring it to pass. Don't you ever think that if God, he can move the hearts of kings. He can move the hearts of anybody to bring his purpose and counsel to pass. Yes, he can. Thank God he can. Amen. In the purpose of God, he's a counselor. They had a counsel. Now, thank God he's still counseling you today. Listen, I'm not much on counseling. I always say, hey, God, he's the one you need to go to. Listen, we can give counsel, but I'm going to tell you something. You can go to counselors, but you'll never come up with one like he is. He'll never give you no wrong counsel. Not only they counsel together before the world was, he'll counsel with you as a believer. He sure will. He'll come right where you are and counsel with you, console you, comfort you. Whatever you need, our God will do it. That's my Lord. That's him. Hey, he's a wonder. Do you wonder at him? He's wonderful. Woo! He's marvelous. He's amazing. I could go on that. But he is. He's all that. He, thank God. What else you say was in it? Before I get away, Matt, I'm Isaiah him. Before we get over in Micah, I tell you what he said. He's a mighty God. Yeah. Mighty God. Hallelujah. You know what? Can you imagine? The Bible said in John 1, and the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word with God, and was God. And you know what? The Word became what? Flesh. What did God, what was God doing? He became, come into this world and took upon him a body with blood running through his veins just like you and I. But he never sinned. He didn't have no earthly father. He didn't have the sin nature in him. He's born into this world a child born. That's what it said in Isaiah. Born. He was just, I want to give you something you said, explain it. I'm just going to give it to you and you can chew on it, but it's the truth. He was God, as much God as God is God, and he was much man is man. You explain it. I can't explain it, but I believe it. That's so. Hallelujah. When he was tested and tempted and tried, he was tempted as a man. But yet he was God. Now I'm going to tell you something. If that's not wonderful and marvelous and a wonder, what is? You see, God the Spirit, and there in eternity, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as the Spirit got together, council, determined, decided, the Son, I'm going. The Son came to take upon him a body, become man. Amen. Glory to God. I had a lady call me years ago one time and said, explain the Trinity. I said, I can't explain it. I just believe it. All I know is it's full of Holy Ghost and full of the Spirit. Holy Ghost, full of Jesus, and full of God. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. He came. Took on him a body. Whew. You know why? Where he could lay it down. For you. And for me. I got to pondering on this while I was meditating on this, and I thought to myself, what amazing and marvelous thing God did for us. And he was so wonderful about it, he didn't know how to do it. He didn't know how to do it. Oh, glory to God. His name should be called Wonderful. That's what he said. Said it'd be called Wonderful. Thank God it is. Hallelujah. Counselor, then the mighty God. He's mighty. Got all power. Why, he said, all power is given me both in heaven and in earth. You know what the Bible says about him? He said in the beginning, you know why God said, let's make man in our image. You know what he said about Jesus? He said, by him all things, it consists by him and for him. All things consist. That's my Lord. Hallelujah. So if you don't get up, you go away from here today, just always remember, boys and girls on up, Jesus didn't just start in the manger. He's always been. Hallelujah. Then he says, he's the everlasting Father. Woo! Everlasting Father. Well, you know what? You know what Jesus told him, them in his hour, don't you? He told him, said, they was getting on him. He said, you're your father, the devil's what you are. That's what he told him. But we got an everlasting Father. They didn't want him. He didn't beat around no bush. Jesus didn't. He was straightforward. He was so full of love and compassion, but he was truth, and so he shared truth. Hallelujah. That's what he did. He's a light. Then he said he's everlasting Father, and he is the Prince of Peace. And I'm going to tell you something, there won't be no peace until he comes. Won't be no peace until he comes. He's the Prince of Peace. And you know what Jesus said? Peace I give unto you, not as a world given to you. I give it to you, but it's not like worldly peace. Listen, worldly peace can break. They'll break the truces. They'll change their minds. But I want to tell you something. God can put a peace in your heart that passes understanding. He's the Prince of Peace. Our Lord is. He's the Prince of Peace. He can put that peace in your heart that you can have. Hallelujah. Thank God. Then I got to get on over that verse in Micah. I'm still finding new verses in the Bible. I've been searching around it for 9 years now. And you know what? I'm still finding new stuff in there. So you say, well, I've been studying the Bible a while. I just can't seem to just keep at it, honey. You're never exhausted. It'll never get old to you. It'll stay new. That's why it still does to me. Glory to God. I get in there and some of my stuff just go to jumping out. It's good. It's sweet. What is silver in the book of Micah? Look over with me again before we close. Look over here. I ain't done lost my place. Well, he said he's from everlasting. He's from going forth, didn't he? Going forth from old. I've lost it. Going forth from old. That what he said? Everlasting, didn't he? And you know what he said about Bethlehem? You're just a small place. But out of thee is coming one. You see, son born, son, child born, son given. Born as a child, but as God's son, he gave him to us. He said, you're going forth had been from everlasting of old, from right on. What's he saying? Hey, Jesus has been appearing all along. There's about 3 or 4 places in the Old Testament I want to show you where he appeared. I got excited about it.
Amen.
Amen. He appeared to Abraham, didn't he? Actually, him and 2 angels came. You see, anytime he wanted to. You see, angels sometimes, they spirits too. Sometimes they can come as like men. I haven't seen one, but they've had made appearances in the Bible. Well, Jesus came with 2 of them. You said, how you know he was one? Abraham called him his Lord. And you know what the angels do if anybody fell down to worship him? You go to the book of Revelation, you'll find that too. Don't worship me. Angels wouldn't allow him. Now, he's one that would. That's the reason he got kicked out. That's Lucifer.
Yeah.
He wanted to worship. He wanted to exalt himself above the throne of God. He would take worship. But this one wouldn't. You know why? These angels wouldn't even take worship. But Abraham, you appeared to him when he's fixed to destroy the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. And you know what the Lord did? He lingered back there with Abraham. And listen, he lingered with him. And even Abraham interceded with God. But them 2 angels went on toward Sodom. And you know what? They got Lot out. But Jesus even appeared then. He did. He sure did. Glory to God, he did. You know where else he appeared? In the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See, his going forth has been from old. He's some everlasting. He didn't start in a manger. He appeared. He walked in the fire. And you know what? The king even recognized him. He said, didn't we just throw 3 men in there, bound up? I see 4 men walking loose. And said to Fortune, woo, looks like who? Son of God. He said, how'd he know him? I believe God let him know who he was. He wanted him to know who he was. He wanted him to know who he was. But you see, his going forth coming from, oh, he's always been. He was there in the creation. He was there all the time before the world was created. In the worlds and worlds and worlds created, God was there. The Son was there. The Holy Spirit was there. Because the Bible said the Spirit of God moved on the face of the waters. He's always there. He made his appearance of old. He did, didn't he? He sure did. Glory to God. What a Savior. He made his appearance of old. He walked among men. He went there. Well, there's nothing. Thank you, Holy Ghost. There's another one when he appeared. Guess what, old Joshua? Joshua was fixing to go to battle. Guess who appeared to him? The captain of the Lord's host. Well, guess who's the captain of our salvation? That's Jesus. Glory to God. He appeared to Joshua. Well, Joshua said, whose side you on? Whose side you on? I'm glad I know whose side he's on. I tell you what, I'm glad he's on my side. The Lord is. I'm glad I'm on his side. But he appeared to him. He married the Old Testament. That was Jesus. See, his appearance have been from old. He'd been appearing. He sure has. Well, he appeared to somebody else. Who was it? Well, I'm going to find it. I got jotted down somewhere in this Bible. I'll find it. Well, got it wrote down somewhere. Got to back up. I had to go and back up to them texts. All right. I wrote down Abraham, Joshua, Shadrach, and Meshach, Abednego. And one more I wrote down there. It's probably more than that. Jacob. You said, how did he appear to Jacob? Well, Jacob was on a little journey. He really was scared of Esau. But guess what happened that night? He wrestled with the Lord. He wrestled with the Lord. So you see, Jesus had been appearing down through the ages before we ever come to the manger. And you know what? He appeared to him. And he wrestled with him. He hit him in the thigh. You know what? He limped from then on. So if you got a limp, I got one. I'm not saying wrestling with the Lord, though. But you know what? Whatever it is, I know God makes his appearances. And you know what? Never seen him with a naked eye, but I sure have sensed his presence. Hallelujah. And you know what? Not only the Old Testament, not only before he appeared. Not before John the Revelator saw him, didn't he? Yes, he did. But if you could see him now. You know when he's on that mountain was transfigured? Oh, glory to God. You know why? Somebody said, I'd love to see God. I remember Brother Jesse Norris telling us he was in a revival, and you'd have to have known him way back to know what I'm talking about. He's one of the most godly men I knew. He was in a revival. And sometimes in old revivals way back yonder, you know what he'd do? He'd sleep at the church. He'd never leave it. And he said, he always prayed and said, I want to pray. God, come visit me. Let the Lord come. But you know what? Said he was in there one night all by himself. After the service had closed, and he stayed at the church all night again, praying. He said he heard him come. He was down in the front, said he walked down. He said, I wasn't getting up hollering, shouting. He said, I grabbed my head and covered myself up. It was so awesome. But he said, the Lord paid a visit to me. You said, you believe that? I sure do. But he said, it's different than what you think. He said he was awesome. It was awesome. He could not even look at him, but said God walked in that place. You know what? And he had a mighty revival, he said. But he's still appearing. He is. He's real. He's real. He's real. He's still God, too. He's still Almighty God. He's still the everlasting Father. He's still the Prince of Peace. He's still wonderful. Hallelujah. And you think about something. Oh, when he hung on that cross, shameful. Stripped him in shame. But if you could see him now in all the splendors of his glory, in the eternals of the glories of heaven, oh, hallelujah. He's real. Jesus came. He was born as a child. He was a son given. And he's wonderful. He's marvelous. He's a counselor. He's a mighty God. He's everlasting Father. He's a Prince of Peace. And his goings have been for of old. Hallelujah. And for everlasting. Amen. So I'm trying to share with you this morning what God's been laying on my heart this week. You know me, I don't just preach on some subject or text because it's that time of the year. But you know what? Whatever God lays on my heart is what I try to share. And I believe this morning God wants somebody to see Jesus actually become. God himself became flesh. That he might take your place in mine. And when I saw it clearly and clearer than ever this week, how that Jesus came, become sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God. What a Savior. What a Savior. Glory to God. I was saying by that verse, I think what Brother Eugene Hatcher preached on the other Wednesday nights. You remember in Hebrews it said, how should it escape? If you neglect so great a salvation, you know why that salvation is great? He is our salvation. That's why it's great. He is our salvation. That's why he said he shall be great. He's great now. And throughout eternity, he's going to be great and glorious. What a Savior. Would you stand with me?